Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth on this third day of July. Some of you are listening like in New Zealand, and so it's winter for you. Here in Texas, it's very warm, and we're in the middle of summer. So happy July 3rd to all of you. This podcast is brought to you by my Patreon sponsors, and actually, I'm just so grateful for you. You guys are such heroes. Just to be able to keep this on the air, this helps pay for William and Kristen and all the work that they do behind the scenes, and I'm just so grateful. So if you want to be a part of that, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/prayeveryday. There are a couple different levels. At the $10 level, you get a free painting, which is original and given to you, one of those things that you'll see in my Etsy shop. And at the $25 level, you'll get a free podcast that nobody in the whole wide world hears. So there's some pretty cool things, and just want to thank all of you who are doing that. So thank you so much. All right. We are in Acts chapter 9 still, and we're in verses 22 through 26. And this is what it says. In the Voice translation, as time passed, Saul's confidence grew stronger and stronger. So much so that he debated with the Jews of Damascus and made an irrefutable case that Jesus is, in fact, God's anointed, the liberating king. They didn't like being confounded like this, so after several days, the Jews plotted to assassinate Saul. But he learned of the plot. He knew they were keeping the city gates under constant surveillance so they could follow and kill him when he left. To save Saul, the disciples came up with a plan of their own. During the night, they put Saul in a basket and lowered him by ropes from an opening in the wall of the city rather than passing through the gates. Their plan worked, and he returned to Jerusalem. He tried to join the disciples there, but they didn't think he was sincere. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, what a beautiful reconciliation that you made in the life of Paul. I love that what he wanted to talk about is making the irrefutable case that Jesus, in fact, is God's anointed, the liberating king. And Lord Jesus, that's what I pray for today. We need liberation. I need liberation. I need liberation from my past. And one of the things that I've been thinking about lately has been how growing up, I had been so food insecure. I was so afraid that I wouldn't have enough that sometimes still, even today, I panic when I'm at a potluck. I'm afraid that it will run out and I won't get enough. And one of the things that I do to protect myself is I go to the front of the line. And Lord, I don't want to be enslaved by that anymore, that fear, that deep fear. And so I pray for liberation for myself. I pray your spirit would heal that part of me. And I pray for my friend listening that might have some similar fears or something completely different, but they're battling a deep fear, so much so that it affects their lifestyle and the choices that they make. And Lord, you are the liberating king. Would you liberate my friend today from that fear? Take it away, Lord. Remove it as far as you do our sins, as from the east as to the west. Lord, we don't want to be enslaved any longer to worry and fear and doubt. We want that to be replaced with your spirit gloriously living inside of us, giving us the kind of boldness that we need to proclaim you and to live as lights in this really dark world. Lord, we thank you that in this world of spiritual warfare that we are in, that we are lights, and our light is because of your light. And I think about the first chapter of Genesis, that there was darkness and a void, and you said, let there be light. And I pray that today, especially for my friend listening who is battling an addiction, whatever form it may take, I pray, let there be light on that porn addiction. Let there be light on that food addiction. Let there be light on that addiction to a broken or bad relationship. Let there be light in the secret struggles in the dark. Lord, let there be light. Lord, I pray and I proclaim that you have set the captives free. And when we live in an enslaved way, we are not living in the victory that you have for us. So Lord Jesus, let there be light. Shed light. Just like you healed Saul's eyesight and shed light on him. He was in darkness and then he saw a great light. He was walking along the road and then he saw a great light. Lord, we want to see that great light today. Shed it upon us. We want to receive that and we want to see and we want to be set free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you want to help the podcast, you can rate it or give it a 1 or 2 sentence review on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or wherever you want to. There's also a free Pray Every Day app, and it's absolutely free. You can get it on Google Play or on iTunes. So that's absolutely free. And it also has these really cool, like, daily written devotions for you as well. So thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I think I already said that already, but I'm really grateful for you. And I really do pray that today would be a day of liberation.